Good morning, everybody. Good morning, church. Good to be with you here this morning. I got a question for you this morning before I get started. Have you ever seen anything or heard of anything where you thought, man, they paid a lot of money for that? That's ridiculous what they paid for. Now, you know what I'm saying? I hear a while back, I can tell, I mean, we can go down to small things, we can go up to big things. But here a while back, I heard about a baseball card that someone paid in the millions of dollars for. And, you know, you're thinking, my goodness, those are the things I used to put in my bicycle spokes when I was a kid. I kid you not, whenever I was a kid, that's what I did. I mean, we put them in a bicycle spoke to make noise. And some of those things are worth millions of dollars. And you're thinking to yourself, man, I would never pay that for anything. And I'm sure that you have said that about something in your life, right? Agree. Okay. Now, how many times, and I'm going to make a point, how many times have you said to yourself, I'm just not worthy, not worthy of this salvation, not worthy of all that God does for me? Have you said that in your life? I guarantee all of us have. Do you realize something, what you're saying? 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, or the sixth chapter, I believe it's the last verse in that chapter says, you were bought with a price. Now, I want you to understand something about what that's meaning right there. God thought, brother, that you were worth something. Amen. And you know what that was? That was the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That was Jesus Christ. You were worth that. You were worth that. So the next time that you think that you're unworthy, God thought that you were worthy enough to send the very best. I thought about that. I mean, that's not even what my sermon's on, but I was back here thinking about that this morning. I thought, my goodness, Lord, you're right. You said, we as Christians are bought with a price. And no matter, you know, you may be thinking out here, you know what, you're unworthy. You may be thinking all this. It goes into what I was thinking here, because can I tell you something this morning? I'm going to preach on you're favored. You are highly favored. I want you to understand that this morning. If you've been bought with a price, praise His name this morning, you are favored. Can you say amen to that this morning? Because I tell you, there's times in my life I have felt unworthy, and God has just been kind of working on me about that here lately. Brother, sister, you're worthy. You are worthy. And I understand the premise behind your thoughts because I think of it as myself. I don't think that I'm worthy of the blood of Christ sometimes. But praise God, God thought we were one time. Julie, if you got the scripture to put up there, it's on that thing if you want to put it up there this morning. If you want to, I'm going to be over in Daniel, again in Daniel 10. Greg, I haven't picked enough meat off the bone yet. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? I haven't picked enough meat off the bone yet. And I want to go a little bit there. I'm going to be in Daniel chapter 10 again, verse 19. It's up on the screen now. And also I'm going to be in Luke 1:28. Those are the scriptures that I want to concentrate on here this morning. And if you get there, would you mind standing with me this morning, if you can? What Daniel said, and we all know this, we've went over this in Daniel chapter 10, what it says, 10:19. And this is what they're talking to Daniel about. And he said, O man, greatly beloved. Now, can I ask you something this morning? Are you greatly beloved in heaven?
Amen.
You are.
Amen.
You are. Remember, you were bought with a price. You were bought with a price. Fear not, peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. I'm going to tell you something. There have been times in my life I've needed strengthened. And I guarantee you there have been times in your life, brothers and sisters, child of God, you've needed strengthened. How many of you believe this morning that you're precious and that you're highly esteemed of God? I hope you do, because that's what this is saying here. He was saying Daniel was precious. He was highly esteemed of God. You are too. And then I'm going to go to Luke 1:28. And you all know this scripture. I'm pretty sure you do. And the angel came unto who? Mary. Come unto her. and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored." You need to mark that in your Bibles. You are highly favored. "The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Mary was carrying a miracle. And can I tell you this morning, if you're saved, you're a miracle. You're a miracle. You're a miracle. How many of you believe this morning that you're favored of God? I hope you do, because you are. You're favored of God. And not only favored, you're highly favored. And I believe the scripture proves that. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I want to thank you for your mercy and for your grace, Lord. I want to thank you for everything that you do. And Lord, I just praise you. I thank you, Lord, for all that you show and all that you give, Lord. Father, be with the ones here this morning. Open up their hearts and minds, Lord. And Father, we will give you the praise and the glory for it all in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated and thank you. I'm going to read one more verse of Scripture. One more verse of Scripture. And it says, and this is found in Romans 2:11, "For there is no respect of persons with God." Brothers, you've heard this before. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. If Daniel was highly esteemed with God, praise God, you can be highly esteemed with God. If Mary was highly favored with God, can I tell you something this morning? You can be highly favored with God. You know what it takes? It takes knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's what it takes. There's nothing special in Dave Long. There's nothing special. And I'm just going to speak for everybody in here. There's nothing special with any of us. But praise God, we are favored if we are born again this morning. We are favored this morning. I don't feel like I'm highly esteemed. Or I don't feel like I'm favored all the time in God's eyes. But you know what? Guess what? If you're a child of God, you are highly esteemed. You're precious in God's eyes. And brothers and sisters, you are favored this morning. You are favored. If I can get anything across to anybody this morning, I want everybody in here to understand that you are precious in his eyes, that you're highly esteemed, and that you are favored if you are a child of God this morning. No exceptions to the rule. None. That's what you are. Even if you're going through something right now in your life that doesn't make you feel like you are, can I tell you, you are still favored in God's eyes this morning. You're still favored. Even when you're going through the dark times, even when you're going through those times where you don't feel like that, I want you to know you're still favored and precious in his eyes. When you're going through the lonely times, you're still favored. When you're going through the frustrating times, can I tell you, you're still favored in God's eyes. When death comes knocking at your door, and it will to all of us unless the Lord comes back to call us home one day, what Psalms 116:15 tells me, and it's for you as well, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of what? His saints. You're precious up till you take your last breath on this planet. You are precious. We're winners. And let me tell you right now up front, just because you're favored, you're highly esteemed, and just because you're precious in God's eyes, does not mean that troubles and trials will not come your way. It does not mean that. I go around this room, I say it quite often, I look around this church, and there have been so many people that have faced things that I couldn't even imagine facing, and they faced it with the grace and the courage of God upon their lives. They have done that. Listen, that's it. Everything will be smooth sailing. Don't let any preacher or anybody tell you that, because it don't always happen that way. Last time I checked, Joseph was favored, was he not? Joseph was, but Joseph came from a dysfunctional family. I see a lot of that nowadays. His brothers hated him. I see a lot of that nowadays in families. He was sold into slavery. Maybe I don't see that much anymore. But brothers, if you're living in sin, you are in slavery. He was falsely accused of trying to rape his boss's wife. And you know what? And thrown into prison for something he didn't do. But the Bible tells me that the Lord was with him. Doesn't that? I mean, sometimes we may feel like, you know, that we're at the bottom of the barrel, and that. But I'm telling you, if you're born again and Jesus, the Spirit of God, is flowing through you, you're favored. Amen. You're favored. You are favored. Even so, your darkest moment, when things seem unfair, praise God. Listen, what about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Listen to me. They were favored of God. I know they were. But you know what? They were thrown into a fiery furnace for the way that they believed, for the what they stood up for. Now, listen, I don't see any fiery furnaces out here just yet to throw Christians in. We may be talked bad about. We may be a lot of different things to us. Well, I don't know what you're going to face out there. But you know what? They were favored. And I'm going to reason. And then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? This story never gets old. It never gets old to a child of God. They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Listen, they were in the fire, they were thrown in there. Then brother said, you're going to be going through fires in your life and trials and tribulation. But can I tell you, the fourth one, or maybe it's just you and another one that can go through with you all this time, will be likened to the Son of God. Can I have an amen, brother said? Listen to me. You are favored. You're favored. You're precious in His eyes. So the Lord is, and we all know the story of Job. We know what happened to Job. Job lost everything. He lost his family. He lost his wealth. He lost his friends, per se, because he didn't have many that I could see in there. And what ones he did have, I just wanted to put him down, ask him how bad he was. But brothers and sisters, we know at the end of it, we know what happened at the end of it, because it said Job had more and was given more than he ever had before. Can I tell you something? I know there's been people in here that have lost loved ones, and maybe you're on your own, and maybe you're this and that, but praise be to God, you're still favored. You're still favored. You're still precious in His eyes. Ecclesiastes 7:8. There are times in our lives, don't you agree with me, that we get too impatient? We get impatient with God? Well, Ecclesiastes 7:8 says this, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Amen? Listen to me. God may take me home tomorrow. The end's going to be better than the beginning of it. Can you have an amen on that? Listen, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. And even if things don't go your way and think that you think that it should, and if He doesn't fix the situation, can I tell you something? There's a lot of situations we get ourselves into. We do that. There's no doubt in my mind. And then we cry out to God to try to fix them. Am I right there? Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are going to be situations that God doesn't fix, but praise God, He can fix me. He'll fix you. He may not fix the situation that you're in, but He'll fix you. He'll help you get through the things that you need to get through, that's going on in your life. He can do that because, God, you are favored. Because you are favored here this morning. I praise God for that and thank Him for that. Isaiah 43:2, very familiar scripture. Anybody knows it? When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. And neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I tell you what, I like that promise, don't you? I like that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go through the floods. I'm going to go through the water. I'm going to go through all that stuff. The enemy's going to come after me like he does you. But when he does, I know, child of God, I can testify to this fact that even when I've went through all of that, he's been there. Amen. He's been there. He's been there. And I thank him for that. Thank you. Listen, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is what? It is made perfect in weakness. Well, you may be thinking that you may be the weakest Christian in this building this morning. But you know what? My Bible tells me his strength made perfect in you. His strength is made perfect in you. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may do what? It may rest upon me. Amen. You know how that a child of God knows that they're favored? You know how that? When you feel that you're going through a dark place all by yourself, guess who's right there with you? Psalms 31:7 says this, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my troubles and thou hast known my soul's adversities. What's it telling me? It's telling me that he's right there through all the troubles and trials that you go through. He's right there with them. He doesn't go anyplace. He's right there with Jason did a real good job Wednesday night, for those of you who were here, on the poem, Footprints in the Sand. And we've all know that. You know what? And not to go back over with Jason, but for those who weren't here, if you know the poem, you know the guy looks back and he says, well, Lord, where was you? I only see one set of footprints. And that's when the Lord told him, he said, That's when I carried you. And it's awesome, awesome poem, awesome illustration of how God does us in our life and how that you're favored. One other thing, and I've said this here before. Remember the old bumper stickers that God is my co-pilot? I hope to goodness he's not your co-pilot. I hope he's your pilot. Amen. I hope he's not your co-pilot. You know what? I love that God leads, guides, and directs. He does the steering. I want him to do the steering, not me. I don't want him to do it. Listen, I believe the Bible says the steps of a good man are what? Are ordered by God. Because you know what has happened in my lifetime? Whenever I've done my own steps and whenever I've done my own driving, it don't work out very good. It never has worked out very good. But I praise him this morning. Be favored in the Greek means to provide an advantage. That's what it means. We have an advantage, child of God. We do. Child of God, the moment the Spirit of God started flowing through you, you have advantages that the world does not have, that the world cannot see. This is the title of the message, because I know you all remember the Bank of America credit card commercials from years ago. Membership has privileges. Amen? Membership has privileges. Can I tell you this morning? Membership has privilege in the Lord Jesus Christ. Being saved, being born again. Listen, Christians, only we can have direct access in prayer to the throne of heaven. Only Christians have. How favored is that this morning? How favored is that this morning? Hebrews 4:16 says this. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. You don't have to back up to the throne of grace for prayer if you're a Christian. You don't have to go up like this and with your head. You don't have to do that. We're favored. God has said we can go boldly to the throne of grace. The day that the veil was rent from the top to the bottom, it opened up the holies of holies. Praise God. We can go directly to God through Jesus Christ. The lost can't do that. Hinduism can't do that. Buddhism can't do that. Muslims can't do that. Judaism can't do that. Christians can go boldly to the throne of grace because we go through Jesus Christ. Christians are the only ones that have the Holy Spirit living in them. We know that, don't we? Jesus said in John 14, 16, and 17, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. It doesn't understand it. You can talk to your blue in the face about the Spirit of God moving in your life. And if somebody has never experienced the Spirit of God moving in their life, they're dumbfounded because they don't know what you're talking about. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, and he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And he explained it in verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever have I said unto you. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of what? The Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God. Ye are not what? Your own. From that point on, you're not your own. And if you have the Holy Spirit flowing through you this morning, you are not only favored, you're highly favored here this morning. Membership has its privileges. It really does. Christians, only you will spend eternity with God. It was talked a little bit about here this morning in the lesson. I didn't read the lesson beforehand, but it was talked about the beggar and about Lazarus and the difference. Brothers and sisters, there's eternity out there for everybody. You understand that? Everybody will spend eternity in some place. It's either heaven or it's in hell. That's the two places. There's no in between. There's no purgatory. There's none of this other stuff. That's the two places. And it says here, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, boy, this is awesome, there may ye be also. Isn't that something? Isn't that great? Isn't that awesome? Listen, I know that as a Christian, if I close my eyes in death, I'm going to wake up in the arms of Jesus. I'm going to wake up in heaven. I know that. Praise God. I hope and pray that you have that assurance in your life this morning. The flip side of that can be found in Matthew 25. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, unto everlasting fire, prepared for the devils and his angels. It was never prepared. It was never meant to be for the lost. It was never meant to be for any human being. But you know what happened? Whenever Adam and Eve fell in the garden, from that point on, there was coming a time whenever this is going to be prepared for them. And I'm sorry to say, this one, there's only two places membership has its privileges, brothers and sisters. It really does. Child of God, you're favored this morning. We still live in a nation where you still can go to church without fear. We still do. Now it may change. It may go, I don't know. We see things changing all the time. But as of this morning, we can still go to a church without fear of somebody breaking down the doors and coming in here and pulling us out of here. You are favored because you come to this church this morning. You really are. You hear God's word. You hear God's word being taught. You hear God's word being preached. Listen, you're free to testify. You're free to worship here this morning. And if you don't like this church, and this is not, I'm not chasing anybody off. I'm just telling you, if you don't like this church, you can find one to your liking somewhere. That's the kind of nation we live in. Am I right? That's exactly right. We are not tied down to anything. God has not tied us to this church here this morning. And I praise God. Don't let the devil or anyone tell you any different. We are favored and blessed. We really are. No matter how many times people tell you you're a failure, no matter how many times they look at you in the eyes and tell you, listen, I can look back and I can tell them. They can tell me all they want to, but I can look back and tell them, I am a child of the living God. I'm precious in His eyes. I'm highly esteemed. I am favored here this morning. And I hope you understand, just because you're favored, that doesn't give us the right to be prideful or egotistical in our persona about us. It doesn't give us the right to do that. Because God gives us a quiet assurance within us. Yeah, I'll talk to people about the Lord. I'll talk to them about they need to have Jesus as their Savior. I'll talk to them all about that because I know that I'm favored and I want to bring them with me. That's what I want to do. And listen, I'm not prideful. I don't lift up myself in pride about it. I do know, though, praise God, that I have got an assurance about me. 1 Peter 5:6 says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may do what? That He may exalt you in due time. That He may exalt you in due time. Brothers and sisters, we should have a God assurance, not a self assurance. Amen. Amen? We should strive with everything that we got to invite everybody else in. Now, you may have people giving you the impression that you're not smart enough. that you're not from the right side of the tracks, that you're not from the right part of town, that you're not worthy. You can rest assured that if you're favored of God's people, 1 Peter 2:9 said, "But ye are a chosen generation, were a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." That sounds pretty special to me, doesn't it to you? We're peculiar people. Oh, I know people think I'm peculiar sometimes. Don't you know that? I know that. They think I'm peculiar. I see this up work all the time. I see it, and I just a little, and most of you that's Christians know this, but if you're at work and you're a Christian, I mean, they don't want to include you in all their little side jokes, which I don't want to be in all their little side jokes anyway. They don't want to include you in a lot of different things because you know why? Because I'm peculiar. I don't go along with that. I don't go for that kind of stuff. And you know what? That is one of those things right there I want to get across to the young people here this morning. Don't you give in to any of this stuff. The Bible says you're peculiar. And if you're born again and you're saved here, you're peculiar. And you will be peculiar. And people will not include you in all the little things that they throw out there all the time because you're that way. But it sounds special. As a matter of fact, he's so crazy about us. I like this thought. The Lord gave me this thought there last night. He's so crazy about us, he's building a special place for us. Isn't that right? Like I said, the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon. Talk about your green energy. Amen? No need for wind turbines, no need for solar panels. It said right here, then the early city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. Why? For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Praise his name. Praise his name. That's where right there is so, we are so favored that we're part of that chosen generation. So favored that we're part of the royal priesthood. So favored that we're peculiar. God called us out of darkness, and he called us into a marvelous light. Not just any light. Did you notice that? That's a marvelous light. A light, you know what that means? That's a light that goes beyond human comprehension. That's what that means. We're highly favored. Do you realize when the angels, a verse of scripture, when the angels came into her and said, who did the angels announce the birth of Christ to? Did they? Yeah. They didn't go to the preachers. They didn't go to the leaders of the government. They didn't go to the dean of Jerusalem University. Instead the angels showed up in the field to announce the birth of the Savior of the world to who? To unclean people that sometimes they'd been out with their sheep so much they wouldn't even let them go to church. Did you know that? Because they smelled too bad. Because they may have had some sheep doo-doo on them. They wouldn't let them come into church. And so who did the angel of the Lord go to announce it? He went to these smelly shepherds and announced the birth of our Lord and Savior to them because he wanted to go to somebody that understood about this. My Lord and Savior, you know, he said, when God sent his only begotten son, he wanted someone to announce it. He went to those smelly, unlearned outsiders is what he did. And brother and sister, he's still looking for the outsiders today. And they're in the same country, the shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock at night. And one day, if you would talk to those shepherds, if we get the chance to, one of these days, Lord willing, when we get up there and we get a chance to talk to those shepherds, Greg, they're going to tell us they were favored. Amen. They're going to tell them they were highly favored. They got to see the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They got to go see him, see his little face in that manger, see the Savior of the world. I know the Bible says, you know, great, you know, it's better to believe without seeing. You know, the Bible says that. That's us. I praise God. But, man, wouldn't you love to have seen that night? Wouldn't you love to have seen that night? They don't make a time machine, do they? But praise God. Praise his name. We're highly favored. God doesn't care what side of town you're from. He doesn't care what the color of your skin is. God doesn't care or the depth of your sin. The message is the same. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's what he did. If you accept that message, you're highly favored. I'm a nobody. I'm a nobody, and I know I'm not anything I need to be, but praise God, I'm not what I used to be. And you aren't either if you're a child of God. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him ye are in Christ Jesus, who God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. We are favored. We are blessed beyond measure. If you're here this morning, I know sometimes you're still going to think that you're unworthy. I know you are. I know I do. We all will. But remember, you were bought with the right price. God didn't think you were unworthy. Remember that. He still doesn't think you're unworthy. He still doesn't think that. Praise his name this morning. Julie, let's get a song, please.